Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast, and today's show is called How to Decide Should I Hire Employees or Use Subcontractors for My Tree Business for Explosive Growth. But before I get started, if you're a TreeCare professional ready to level up your business and marketing, then let's chat. Schedule a short no-obligation call at tech.treecarehhq.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Are you stuck wondering, should I hire employees or use subcontractors for my tree business? Every owner hits this fork in the road eventually. Today, you're going to get the clarity you need so you can grow faster, smarter, and with less risk. Let's break it down. First up, control and consistency. When you build a team of employees, you have way more control over your operation day in and day out. That means you can maintain your standards, train the way you want, show up the way you want, and dial in your company culture. This consistency makes it easier to build a brand people trust. Now, on the flip side, subcontractors can sometimes be less reliable. You're at the mercy of their schedule and their way of doing things, and that can introduce hiccups in your customer experience. If consistency matters to you, that's a factor you can't ignore. Let's talk flexibility and costs, because this is where a lot of business owners get stuck. Subcontractors shine when it comes to flexibility. Got a big storm cleanup or a surge in demand? You can flex up and take on extra hands without committing to full-time payroll. Plus, your overhead is lower since you're not responsible for benefits, payroll taxes, or making sure they've got 40 hours every week. Employees, on the other hand, are a bigger long-term investment. They need steady work, benefits, insurance, the whole works. That means higher fixed expenses, whether you're busy or slow. Now, some business owners overlook this next piece, legal and risk factors. Employees mean more paperwork and staying on top of compliance issues like workers' comp and overtime laws, but you get direct oversight and you're usually covered if you follow the rules. Subcontractors might mean less exposure to unemployment claims, but you better believe the government watches how you classify people. Misclassifying workers as subs when they should be employees can lead to big penalties, especially in industries like tree care where the line isn't always clear. So what's the move? Here's my actionable takeaway. Take a hard look at your current workflow, where you want your business to be in the next 2 to 5 years, and how much risk you're willing to stomach. If you want tight control, steady quality, and a team that represents your brand, focus on building out your employee base. If you want agility or you're just getting established, subcontractors are a solid way to staff up for peak times or special projects. Before the day's over, spend 10 minutes, review your upcoming projects, and make 2 lists. One for roles that demand consistency in your company culture, and one for jobs that could be outsourced for extra flexibility. That one action can position your tree business for serious growth without unnecessary headaches. This has been Bradley Benner with the Tree Care HQ Climb to Profit podcast. Rise up and rake in. Let's grow and scale your tree care business. If you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business with proven tree service marketing and growth strategies, let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call with me, Bradley Benner, at tech.treecarehq.com. No hard sales tactics, just a conversation to explore how we can help you dominate your local market and book more jobs. Book it now at tech.treecarehq.com.